Okay, so the police are back on Meek Mill again. Poor guy. Meek Mill is pissed off because his plane has been searched for a second time in just a few days. This just came out. It says Meek, this is from billboard.com, so I want to give the source. It says Meek Mill blasts authorities after having his private plane searched for a second time. That's an insult. It says frustration against law enforcement continues to mount for Meek Mill after his private plane was reportedly targeted and searched Tuesday night on March the 10th. A perturbed Mill voiced his anger over the matter via his Instagram stories, where he claimed that authorities were checking his plane for drugs. I says, quote, searching the jet again. He captioned the video. Somebody calling him. Gotta be looking for drugs on us. That's an insult. End quote. Now, give you my take on this. Now you know what happened with Meek Mill and the whole popping the willy and the judge trying to give him a harsh sentence and him being able to beat that and come home, and it was celebrated and they start talking about prison reform and lot of shady things were going on because apparently she wanted Meek Mill to sign someone and he didn't do it. So she tried to throw the book at him. So Meek Mill became active as far as prison reform is concerned. Him and Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, they became very close. And Robert Kraft started to promote prison reform. And you know what happened to him shortly after that? I'll tell you what happened to him. He got caught in the massage parlor having, I guess you can say, he was participating in getting a happy ending at the massage parlor. And you know about that scandal. So I think it's interesting. Robert Kraft probably had been doing that for years. I know I'm going off the subject, but I'll get back to it. He had been doing that for years, right? And then as soon as he got involved with prison reform, now all of a sudden, here comes the feds to come bust him, right? And this is what they do. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. When you get involved politically, they want to blackmail you. They need something on you. Oh, you want to start talking about justice and prison reform? Robert Kraft, guess what? We know what you've been doing. All right. So he slowed his roll. I really don't hear about Robert Kraft and prison reform anymore because they got him. But Meek Mill is still active on that. So they like, we're going to get you. We don't care how many times we got to search you. We're going to get you. And that's what this is. And Meek Mill knows what's going on. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows that they searching and they want to throw his ass back in jail. They haven't forgot. Just because he's out now, he embarrassed them, they, the powers that be, he embarrassed them. He was supposed to be another Negro that's been locked up and, another rich rapper that fell to the justice system, fell victim to the justice system. That's what was supposed to happen. But when he got out and started making a big deal about prison reform, it was almost like he was rubbing it in their face. even though he wasn't rubbing anything in nobody's face, but to them, he might as well have been. That's what I'm saying. So getting back to the article, it says Mills' annoyance peaked when he blasted authorities amid their search. It says, quote, he acting like we got a load of drugs, he said. He done called the people on us again, end quote. And I got news for Meek Mill. They're going to continue to call them people on you. You know, sorry, bro. It's not going to go away. It's not going to end. It says, for Mill, this marks the second time in just days that authorities have infiltrated his plane, with the first occurring in Miami over the weekend. How many times we got to, excuse me, let me quote, how many times we got to be searched being black man, question mark. He asked, I be telling them the least y'all could do is give us an explanation, end quote. They don't need to give you an explanation. The explanation is self-explanatory. They got you once. They want to get you again. Even if it's for something petty. They just want you to slip up. They want to justify locking you up in the first place. And that's how law enforcement rolls. They hate the fact. I'm telling you. I know that sounds crazy to some people. And they might say I'm reaching. I'm telling you. I'm telling you how they are. How they operate. These judges, these prosecutors, they roll like this. They look at him as the one that got away. And they hate that. They hate it. You could say it's about him being black, but it's, yeah, it could be that, but it's a little more than that. It's you're the one that got away. They're not going to stop coming at you, bruh. You got to keep your nose clean. Literally. So if you are doing something, even if it's something minor, like having weed on your plane, bruh, that's a no-go. I hope he know. You know, I hope he know. I think at this point, Meek Mill understands the situation. He understands he can't slip up. I think he know. I would think he does. You know? So, unfortunately, Meek Mill is under the microscope, and he may not be able to have fun like other people, like a lot of other people are able to have fun. He might not be able to do what a lot of other people are able to do, you know, blow trees on the plane, you know, kick back and do whatever, you know. Homies might be popping pills or something, even though he probably don't do it. But Meek Mill got to be careful about is his homies could get him in trouble. You know, it's not just about him watching himself and making sure he's clean. He got to make sure the people around him clean. Meek is from the hood. He got a lot of hood homies. He got to check them at the door. You know, and he can't have people around him that don't care about his well-being. You know, it's always that one dude, you know, you got 30 homies with you. There's always that one dude that don't care. You tell him not to bring the gun, he bring the gun anyway. Tell him don't bring no weed, he bring the weed anyway. No pills, he bring the pills anyway. Dude got to be real smart and watch how he moves. You know, 50 was good at that. I'll give him credit. 50, he talked a lot of craziness, but he kept his nose clean. He made sure the people around him was on point. That's why you hardly heard of 50 getting in any trouble. Because he knew and understood his situation. And Meek needs to know his situation. You're listening to the Marl Banner podcast. This is via Banner Sheet Radio. The Banner Sheet Radio, the official site for that is thebannersheet.com. Okay, this is something different from the Marl Report. So I'm going to be talking about things that necessarily isn't dealing with news and politics and conspiracy theories and stuff like that. This is something different. It's brand new, so check it out. Make sure you go to the website. Okay, this is a story that I'm catching up on a lot of things, but this is another story that I wanted to talk about. I've been talking about Pop Smoke a lot lately. And 50, who was Pop Smoke's, I don't want to say hero, but he looked up, Pop Smoke looked up to 50. He sounded a lot like him. He used 50's window shopper in the song Christopher Walken. And he listened to 50. When 50 spoke, Pop Smoke listened. Yeah, I guess you could say he was like his mentor. 50 even told him he needed to move different. You know, because Pop Smoke was rolling around with the gun on him. You know, his crew members had guns on him. And 50 was like, nah, you need to get rid of that. You need to put that away. You need to, you know, you need to move different. And it's sad that Pop Smoke didn't live long enough to reach that level of maturity. He was only 20 years old when he died. And, you know, some people might feel like, well, he got what he deserved. You know, some people think like that. He was out there living that life. He stole someone's Rolls Royce. Or whatever, was it a Bentley? I forget. I think it was anyway, 50 kind of took Pop Smoke under his wing, and the comparisons were there. Pop Smoke died on February the 19th, I believe. So 50 has decided that he is going to executive produce one of Pop Smoke's albums. And this is great in my opinion. I got this from Vibe.com. It says on Instagram, 50 stated, "I'm on the move listening to Pop Smoke. I decided I'm going to executive produce and finish his album for him." That's according to Hip Hop and More. It says music executive Steven Victor, who worked closely with Pop Smoke, specifically on his last project, Meet the Woo 2, seemingly confirmed 50's reveal. The Queens native also called on Roddy Ricch to lend his talents to the album. Now, a lot of people have been saying some negative things about this, and I don't know why. People have been saying, oh, 50, you trying to stay relevant. 50, you trying to, what are they saying? You trying to ride this man's wave, let him rest in peace. That's the kind of feedback that, you know, people are giving. And I see it all over social media, on YouTube. When the story first came out, again, I'm late. Okay, I'm late. I know I'm late. So any idiot that says, oh, this story came out a long time, I know. But what I'm saying is, let the man produce the damn album. He looked at him like a little brother, right? So much and so that people questioned whether or not that was Okay, I'm getting like 30 notifications. People are questioning whether Pop Smoke was actually 50's son. And it even made me look at it sideways. Like, damn, I got the same last name. Sound exactly like him. Laugh like him. I mean, it's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? You almost see, like, they almost kind of look alike in a way. You know what I mean? But I feel like this is a way of 50, you know, a way for 50 to pay homage to him. And I don't get the hate. I don't get the negativity. I don't get why people are bashing it. You know what I mean? Like, who else should produce it? Like, damn, that's like the perfect person to produce it. The man that Pop Smoke looked up to, that's the person that should do it. 50 don't need the money. 50 don't need the clout. 50 ain't. This isn't a clout chasing type of situation. 50 good. I could see it if 50 was like, he didn't have nothing going. Y'all act like y'all don't know power's out there. Y'all act like y'all don't know for life is out there. Like 50 don't have other things going on. 50 don't need to do that to stay relevant. You know what I mean? I think that's a weak argument. But I do like it. I think it's a good move. I think 50 can really bring out the best and what's left of Pop Smoke's music. By the way, I heard some of his unreleased material, Pop Smoke's unreleased material. And he got a lot of dope material out there. He's got some good music out there. And I think that if 50 comes along and adds that, you know, adds something to it, I think it's going to be dope. That's my opinion. You know what I mean? But who am I, you know? You know, I really hate that term clout chasing. It doesn't apply to everything. People say clout chasing for everything. Everything's capping. Everything's clout chasing. You can't even do somebody a favor anymore. You know, if you go to a homeless shelter. No, I'll say this. Let's say you build a homeless shelter, right? In a poor neighborhood, and you help the homeless people out, you donate and you give them food, water, and somewhere to stay when it's cold. And someone happens to record it. You know, the first thing the internet's going to say, oh, he just did that for the clout. He clout chasing. He just want people to see he did something. It's like, damn, you can't even do something for anybody anymore. I mean, who do you want to produce the album? You want somebody that didn't care about Pop Smoke to do it? Would that be a better option? Since you want to complain about 50 doing it. Who you want to do it? Huh? Somebody that wasn't a friend of his, somebody that doesn't care, somebody just slapped some beats together, and or somebody to do, you want Pop Smoke to be done like they did Pac? Remember, if you old enough to remember, you know that when Pac died, he left a lot of music, but instead of them keeping it original, the sound original, they took away a lot of the beats that were originally used and used some BS beats. Just threw some stuff together and said, hey, here's another Tupac album. It had no style, no format, no nothing. Beats that Pac probably would have never used. Every once in a blue moon, we would get lucky and get a decent beat that matched what he was rapping about. And they put out a lot of BS material. Instead of using Pac's, you know, beats that Pac would use. Because Pac was very soulful. You know, he would use a lot of soulful beats. Beats that you could feel, in other words. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that somebody like 50 is going to look over his project. And I think that 50 can deliver. 50 has an ear for music. Yeah, 50 can be petty. But one thing you can't deny is that 50's got an ear for music. You know what I mean? And I know 50's not going to allow it to be some garbage that he just throws together, because 50 not going to put his name on something that's garbage. He's not going to do it. He's telling the world, I'm going to executive produce this album. So he is not going to put out no garbage. That's not going to happen. Not at all. All right, this is something I normally don't do, and it feels weird just saying it. I'm actually going to have to agree with Wendy Williams on something. Wendy Williams, of all people, it feels weird just saying this. But when you take into consideration what the actual subject is, you understand why. Recently, Wendy Williams went at Nicki Minaj because she married a convicted sex offender. His name is Kenneth Petty, if you don't know who he is. And he was recently arrested for failing to register as a sex offender in the state of California. Okay, and I got this from Hip Hop DX. I've been meaning to talk about this situation for some time now. But says here in the article, it says, as she was wrapping up Tuesday's March 10th show, the fiery talk show host condemned Nicki for marrying someone with a sordid past and accused him of tarnishing her brand. This is what Wendy Williams had to say. It says, quote, well, apparently the way this show is going today, we did not have enough time to get to Nicki Minaj's husband, she said. But let me tell you something, Nicki, that's going to be my first story tomorrow, and I'm going to lead with this. You should have never married him, because now you've ruined everything about what your brand could be. And I could not agree more. I couldn't agree more. And it's already weird enough, strange enough, that Nicki Minaj's brother, he's in jail for what? Child molestation? Okay, so that's weird within itself. Even stranger is that Nicki has defended her brother. Now, granted, it's her brother. Some people are going to say it's her brother, but I believe she wrote to the judge that her brother is one of the nicest people she know and blah, 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 blah. But dude's a molester. Well, I don't care if it's a family member or not, you know, unless he has some kind of mental problem, you know, and he needs help in that way. If he's just a dirty, rotten person that does something like that, there's no defense for it. There's no defense whatsoever, period. So now what Wendy said is so true. Marrying someone who's a registered offender, sex offender, you know, there's nothing you can say. And maybe she doesn't care. Maybe Nicki Minaj doesn't care. You know, she's not a politician. She's not one of those people that's outspoken. She doesn't speak for the community. She's not for the culture. You know, she was the person that came in and basically twerked her ass and rode off of the wave that was Lil Wayne. You know, so that is what it is. I mean, she rode off of Wayne's wave, Drake's wave, and for a short period of time, she rode off of Meek Mill's wave, sort of. You know, she's managed to stay relevant in that way. She got roasted by Remy Ma. But I find this shit strange. Excuse my language. I'm not supposed to curse on this show. But I find it strange that you have to be conscious of this kind of stuff. And somebody might say, well, who are you to tell somebody who they married? Well, it makes you wonder, like, yo, you know, not to tell somebody who they should be with, but damn, all the dudes you pick, you pick this guy. This is the dude you married. You take a dump on Meek Mill. You know, and you marry this dude. What I mean, it's like she, in other words, what I'm trying to say, this is what I'm trying to get at. This is why I brought up Wendy Williams and what she said. And Wendy's not the one that really should be speaking, but who cares? She's right on this. This is what I'm getting at. What can Nicki say after this? Nothing. There's nothing she can say to anyone ever. Like, let's say later on down the road, you know, you run into a situation and Nicki wants to be outspoken. You know, because people change. You change in life. People are always going to point back to this. Like, yo, what are you going to say? Like, in other words, how can she speak up for, let's say, women's rights? You know, like, how can she speak up for anything, really, anything relevant? Because she's getting older. She's not young anymore. You know, she's not going to be twerking her ass forever. You would hope not. You know what I mean? And at some point, you would think you would want a career in something else, but this could really be something that backfires on her. Just my opinion, my humble opinion. You can disagree. You know, I would understand that, but let me get back to this article. This is something else that Wendy said. I can't believe I'm agreeing with Wendy Williams. This hurts my heart. Yo, it says, again, you are never going to stand a chance when you are with a man who pulls a knife at rape point, a registered sex offender. You are never going to stand a chance with the public. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It says there's only one thing worse than touching children and pulling knives, and that's murder. By the way, he did go to jail for manslaughter. Oh, I think I just did the story. No, get to digging. There's more on it. Everybody get to digging. Get to digging. End quote. Yeah. You know it's bad when I have to agree with Wendy Williams, the chick that made fun of Drew Carey's ex-fiance dying. That Wendy Williams, when I have to defend, yeah, that's, you know, you done something wrong when I gotta agree with her. It's crazy when you think about it. Nicki has been associated with three people that we know of that have been either found guilty or been involved in pedophilia or rape. The dude that she's with now, her brother, and even Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know what the hell's going on. I mean, there's a lot of rumors, but I find that strange. You would think that a woman would try to distance herself from that or from people like that. But I found it odd and strange that instead of running away from it, it seems like she runs towards it. So you got to tell me, I'm not the only one that thinks that. She ended up having kids by this dude. Is she even thinking that far ahead? Like, what would he do to the kids? Tell me I'm not the only one thinking that.